Howdy, wrestling fans. Patrick Hickey Jr. here, editor-in-chief of ReviewFix.com, and I'm about to discuss this week's episode of TNA Impact Wrestling. TNA, in spite of some new creative juices, some new people in the creative department, Brother Love from WWE, Bruce Pritchard, TNA just continues to have the same problems. I will give them some credit for trying to develop both the Knockouts division and the Tag Team division tonight. The 10-woman gauntlet match for the Knockout, number one contendership for the Knockouts title, was interesting. The wrestling was fast-paced. It was better than any Divas match I've seen lately on Raw, so that's good. The Tag Team match wasn't so good. But that's just because the tag team division in TNA is a complete mess. Morgan and Crimson are not a good tag team together. They should not be tagging together. But the same thing can be said for Hernandez and Anarchia. They're not a good tag team either. So maybe this is the beginning of possibly more teams being added to the fray. Who knows? On another note, Robbie E and Eric Young have a feud that's being developed, and at least that division now has a feud in it that is actually being developed, or trying to be developed. There's heat in the... let's not say heat. There's conflict in the X division as well, as Jesse Sorensen, Brian Kendrick, and Kid Cash are all front runners for Austin Aries' X division title, and the four of them had a decent match tonight. Sorensen reminds me so much of like Cody Rhodes and a young Randy Orton. He has that look. He's got the Crossroads finisher, essentially. He's got a lot of talent. He just doesn't talk on the mic. And the carrying the football out in the beginning of the match is a little ridiculous to me. Everybody knows that wrestling companies love former football players. They just tend to flock to the industry, but it's just pretty corny. So those were some of, you know, the relatively good things that happened. And there was also a 30-minute Iron Man match announced for the December pay-per-view, Final Resolution. And that should be cool. I mean, I don't think Rude has ever wrestled in an Iron Man match in TNA, and all the ones Styles have been in have been fantastic. So I think these two will have an excellent match, and that might be the reason why people might want to possibly spend money on this product. That match, if built properly, could be very interesting. The match itself is going to be good. As long as they don't have Rude pull another, grabbing the tights for the win. That's a cable match move. That's a network TV move. When you spend $40 on a pay-per-view, that's not how you want to see a match end. And TNA, the people, the creative team in TNA know this. They know better than that, and yet they do it anyway. That's basically like telling your entire fan base, like, haha, we got your money. And if they want to continue to have people spend their money on this product, that's something that they can't do. But moving past that, some of the bad things about tonight, it's just Karen Jarrett coming out and speaking to Jeff Hardy, and I don't know what she was trying to allude to, that either Jeff Hardy was a wife beater or he lacked testicles. I don't know. It was just poorly done. So Jarrett came out. Eventually, Jeff Jarrett came out and tried to attack Hardy. So that feud is going to continue, which is good. Those two have chemistry together. And I like to see Jarrett put Hardy over, even though Jarrett should essentially be putting over somebody much younger and somebody that deserves a push. instead of somebody that's already over. It's just kind of like a waste of Jarrett's ability. But, I mean, that's at least a decent feud. That's something that, like, you know, I would like to watch. This whole Garrett Bischoff thing, I mean, you can tell the guy's been training. And he beat Gunner, which was a shock because, I mean, Gunner at one point was one of the company's rising stars, along with Crimson. Now both of them look ice cold and look much greener than they ever did. So I don't know what's going on with that feud. I'm never really happy when I see a match end with a DDT. There's only two wrestlers in my mind that should be able to use that move as a finisher, and both of them aren't in TNA, and both of them, to my recollection, aren't wrestling anymore. Raven and Jake the Snake Roberts. And I don't want to see anybody else use that move as a finisher. It's bad enough everyone uses it as a setup and just copies it in general. Garrett Bischoff is green, but he's not as green as you would think. And I don't know, it might be time for them to really... If you're going to have him wrestle in tights. Don't let him wear Converses to the ring. You know? Really develop the character instead of half-assing it the way that they are now. I don't know. I really don't know. I'm still kind of on the fence of seeing Bischoff's son wrestle after watching him for a year as a referee. It's just a problem. They have to do something to get this guy over. Because right now, fighting Gunner isn't really going to do it. There was no Abyss on the show tonight. Not good, as far as I'm concerned. He's just being totally mismanaged. It's a guy with so much talent and ability and just not being used properly. Just wondering how long guys like him and Kaz and Samoa Joe and Anderson can just sit in TNA and just waste away and not really get the type of opportunity that they deserve. It's just kind of shocking. So James Storm was beat up last week, and he didn't know who, and towards the end he came out and he called out AJ Styles, which was pretty shocking. It's like, okay, why would he do that? It was all pretty lackluster, with Kaz coming out and breaking them up, looking like Benvolio from Romeo and Juliet. We all know what happens to Benvolio, by the way. He dies. It just feels like that character, Kaz's character, has just been killed already. And just when you think it's all over and it's a big waste of your time, Kurt Angle comes out and beats up James Storm. So now these two are in a feud. I know that Storm beat Angle, but, I mean, is that what they're going to base this Angle off of? No pun intended, that Angle lost his title to Storm and then Storm lost it to Rude. I don't know. And that's the thing with TNA. If you love wrestling, you watch the show. Bottom line. If you really love wrestling and you love this industry, you watch that show. You want to see what the competition is doing. The same way if Ring of Honor had a show on a major cable network and Chikara was doing more than internet pay-per-views, you would watch it because you just love wrestling, even if it's bad. And right now, TNA is really bad. It was better than last week. And the week before that was better than the week before that. But it's just not improving enough to even be in the same league as the WWE. There's just way too many problems with the show right now. Some of the matches were enjoyable. Like I said, the Sorensen match I liked. I liked his finisher, and I like what he can do in the ring. And I really like Robbie E, even though he's a little wacky. I think he has a lot of talent in the ring, and I want them to use him properly. I'm really interested in seeing him wrestle Eric Young in a real match and not a joke fest. The same way that I'm really interested in seeing AJ Styles and Rude go for 30 minutes, but all the drama in between with Dixie Carter and Sting and Ric Flair and Bischoff is just, it's too much to deal with. It's too much dragging. It's just not fun. It's not enjoyable, and it totally saps the life out of this product, which is supposed to be high energy, high octane, fast and frenetic. and it's not after that. So, what will TNA do? Your guess is as good as mine. So, the only way to really find out is to tune in next week, but TNA's giving you less of a reason every week to tune in. That doesn't seem to change. Will it change? I don't know about that either.